There's Nothing That I Wouldn't Do by R.B. Russell. Read by Mark Young. Most people seem to consider Nina Monkman to be a self-assured, confident young woman, but I've known her long enough to realise that this is not quite the truth. Her appearance of self-belief has often got her a long way, and it is something I've always admired and rather envied about her. I did meet her parents a few years ago, and it was obvious that this is a family trait. They are also calm, confident people, and they have passed this on to their only daughter. None of them are arrogant. They are open and friendly, and I have always been a little jealous of their poise. I first met Nina at school, and we happened, by chance, to go to the same university where she studied architecture. After 3 years there, it was just like her to decide to take her first year working in practice in Sweden rather than remain in the city. She returned for 2 years to complete her MA, but then spent her next year back in practice in Brazil. It would never have occurred to her that moving to a foreign country where she did not know the language would cause any difficulties, and she seems to have enjoyed both experiences. Nina returned to England and spent a further year in the offices of a